Welcome to Stoner Chicks. Well, it's a podcast for stoners by stoner chicks. I'm Stephanie Thompson.
I'm Phoebe Richards.
I'm Grace Penzel.
And I'm Kayla Teal.
We're all here.
We're all here.
We're all here. And I've got a new background. I set up a nook. My desk used to be in the closet. I'm out of the closet on the opposite wall. And I put a chair in my closet and I hung a bunch of twinkle lights. And I made it into like a spot where I can do my Instagram lives and stuff.
That's right, listeners. We're real people that exist in real places.
Well, and I'm a huge nook enthusiast. Like I love a good nook. Mm-hmm. And when
I'm a t-shirt.
Yeah, love a good nook and a good book. But when I was younger, about age, like I think maybe 7 to 10, I would take half my closet. And I would take all the clothes out, everything else. And I had a Little Mermaid bean bag. And then I would light candles in there. This is probably not the safest thing that I did. But anyway, I would hang out in my closet with some candles and on my bean bag with like a book and on my Little Mermaid bean bag chair. And I was nooking it up. And it was,
yeah.
I love your nook, Grace, is what I'm saying. It's a great nook. And I love the twinkle lights.
Thanks. And I hung art. There's like multiple pieces of art that I have that have ladies' boobies showing, and two of them are up. And also, because of the eclipse, I accidentally shattered a pipe over the weekend. So I bought a fat new pipe.
Ooh, what's her name? So thick.
Her name is Chapel, after Chapel Roan.
Oh, nice. Good.
Are you going to be partaking in it?
Yeah, I'll hit it right fucking
great.
Now.
Right fucking now.
Right. Beautiful.
Fucking now.
There used to be a bar on Capitol Hill named Chapel, and it was an old morgue. The end.
Still there, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty excited because on Monday or soon, I get to go for a friend's birthday. She invited me to go to a pipe making party. I think it's like,
ooh.
I think it's like,
what?
No, I thought that at first, but no, I think it's ceramics. So it's like a paint and sip, but it's a ceramic and smoke. And we're going to
love it.
Smoke weed and make little pipes out of clay or something.
That's like the coolest fucking thing I've ever heard.
I know. I can't wait. I'll report back. I can't wait to have a new pipe that I made.
I am also excited. I'm not quite at the level of Stephanie
no,
excited,
think like
but that does sound really cool.
It sounds super awesome.
What are you going to, are they going to have it so you can like put a gem or a gemstone in it or something? Like, are you going to fancy it up?
Great Ooh. Idea. Maybe I'll bring a gemstone.
Or like a tiny little troll doll.
Yeah, like if you could inlay like a crystal into it or like, put a like a leaf pattern or something.
Ooh. I want to put in toenail clippings from all four of us.
Gross.
Come on.
Don't shame at me.
Yeah, I wouldn't shame you. I was just saying it might like kind of challenge the integrity of the ceramics to have toenail in there.
I'd want them like sticking out too, like all curled.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Ew, really painting a picture.
No, I am shaming you, Phoebe.
We're on episode 2 of 2, so we're feeling a little punchy, but I'm so ready to go.
Oh, I'm raring to go. And
Stephanie,
I'm kind of
hit us with something.
Yeah. I got a thought. And actually, I'm not gonna try to hype up this thought too much because when I first read it, it made me laugh so hard. But this thought is from a friend of the pod, Jamie. Dear Stephanie, hope you are the highest of high and doing well. Smiley face. Thank you, Jamie.
Aww.
Stoner friend Jamie here, and I am listening to a podcast while I am blazing. They casually mentioned a thought in passing and it freaking blew my mind and I need to share it with my fellow stoner. Well, share away, Jamie. So,
bring it.
TMI stands for too much information. However, the acronym gives minimal information. I could be just extremely high thinking about this, but it blew my mind, Stephanie. All right, love you guys. Love you, Jamie.
I feel like when you write TMI, maybe it's because it's like, it's the judgment. So it's like, it's a little, it's short and it's also, which makes it even more scoldy. Like, you are TMI. And look, I was able to say that real short.
So people use, you're thinking about how people use that to shame each other or shame themselves, like, or preemptively like, oh, I hope this isn't too much, but blah.
That's the only time I've ever used it is really like, I hope this isn't TMI, but.
And it never is, though. It's just someone being afraid it is.
Yeah. But I want to put toenails into my pipe I'm making. Like, I hope that's not too much information.
Yeah, actually it is. It is too much information.
No. Okay, then just some period blood.
Just a drop each.
Just a little drop.
Actually, I like that way better than toenails.
Yeah. TMI.
We're feeling a little magic. We're feeling a little witchy. There was an eclipse today. I've been feeling it in the air.
I don't feel affected.
Okay, you don't feel affected, but you're talking about putting toenails into pipes.
I'm always weird.
You know? Okay, that's Phoebe speaking the truth, and I love it. Phoebe, I took a nap Phoebe. Today. That was my eclipse journey.
That was your eclipse activity?
I worked in an office, so that's what I did during the eclipse.
I did a purification ritual, and I had a shower and cleaned every nook and cranny. But I have a question for you.
Yes.
Unless Phoebe, do you want to say what you did during the eclipse today?
Oh, I think I was walking a dog for part of it. I ate a sandwich.
Cool. Nice. What I wanted to say about Jamie's high thought is, what are your favorite acronyms? What are your favorite abbreviations?
I used to play a game in college with my roommate called That's a Sweet Acronym, where we would give each other words and we'd have to create acronyms out of them. And then we would shout, "That's a sweet acronym," after it.
Oh, I like
very
that.
Cool.
I think mine is LOL. I use that a lot.
Mine is ASAP.
I think I use FYI more than I absolutely should.
I think mine is IDK. Because I'll always remember that one commercial about texting where they said IDK, my BFF, BFF Jill.
I was just going to say my BFF after you said IDK.
Yeah. And so IDK. But also, I like Roffle Mow. I add R-O-F-L and L-M-A-O together, just squishing, rolling on the floor, laughing my ass off.
That's a big one. That's a big boy.
I like Rafflecopter. If we're going down this road, Rafflecopter is probably my favorite raffle.
What's C-O-P-T-E-R?
I don't think it stands for anything. I think it's just a Rafflecopter. I think the first
part... Oh, like
part,
it's a helicopter of laughing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Dangerous?
Dangerous?
I think not.
Oh, okay.
I like SOS.
Just because it's a Rihanna song?
Pretty much almost 98%.
And yes. An ABBA song.
And a really, really good ABBA song.
Really good.
That was my karaoke go-to for years.
Oh.
I had one bar I went to every Thursday night to do karaoke, and like the people would ask me to sing that.
Oh, you would get it
so
as a request.
So if you need me, call me, Jamie, S-O-S.
I think part of why is that the version I used had the harmonies, so it was like very easy to sound even better.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Classic.
You know what acronyms I miss? I miss BRB, and I miss IG2G.
What's that one?
I gotta go.
Oh, I don't know that one.
It's like from the AIM days.
Yeah, I'm an old person.
Yeah.
Too old for AIM?
Geezer head.
I really? Did ASL. Yeah. That was like when I was on the chat rooms, baby, on my dial-up internet. I was like, ASL. And I was talking, putting this in quotation marks, with 14-year-old people, I'm sure.
Yeah, me too. Uh-oh. Just sexting with God knows who.
Who the fuck knows?
Oh, I did not go in chat rooms. I was just talking to other people from my middle school for the most part.
Hmm.
I was doing a little of both.
Ooh, little dibble, a little dabble.
And thank you, Jamie. Yeah.
Thank you, Jamie. That took us all over the place, but lol, I loved it.
Oh, lol. And it wasn't TMI.
Yeah.
But it was ASAP.
You can email your high thoughts to stonerchickspodcast@gmail.com.
We're here.
And it's time for Terpene of the Week.
Can you tell me what you smoked? What you smoked for Terpene of the Week?
This is the first time ever where I think all three stoners are smoking the same
strain. Game, maybe.
Not I'm all sorry, three.
All three?
Not all three, know. But three out of four is how I meant to put it.
But yeah, you didn't.
Yeah. I know, but I didn't.
All right, stoners. The terpene of the week is terpenylene.
Terpenylene.
All right. Almost, Steph. I bet you you'll get it by the end of this episode.
I hope so.
So my main source is Leafly, Ben Adlin at Leafly. Terpenylene, he writes, is a lurker. It's Ooh. Found in plenty of cannabis strains, but it's usually present only in small amounts. It may, in fact, be the least common terpene, often among a strain's cast of characters, but rarely in a leading role. That's not to say it's unimportant. Terpenylene plays a key role in defining the taste and smell of many cannabis strains.
It's like the Steve Buscemi of terpenes.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly what I was thinking.
That's what I thought, too.
Terpenylene plays a key role in defining the taste and smell of many cannabis strains, including the immensely popular terpenylene-dominant strain Dutch Treat, XJ13, and Golden Pineapple. It's also likely to affect a strain's therapeutic and experiential qualities. I'm going to tell you about the smell of terpenylene. Terpenylene's aroma is more multidimensional than some other cannabis terpenes. Linalool smells like flowers, limonene smells like citrus, pinene smells like pine. Terpenylene, though, carries an array of smells you might find in cannabis. It's piney, floral, herbaceous, and even a little citrusy. One word that often comes up when describing terpenylene's taste and smell, fresh.
I almost get like a minty. I'm smelling mine right now. I almost get like a minty smell.
Herbaceous much?
Herbaceous.
Yeah, it kind of just smells like mud to me.
Oh, I love you, Phoebe, so much.
Well, to each their own. Wait, you have the same exact flower from the same company, Steph. Do you
know,
get any?
Me and Steph have the exact same one. Mine, it smells like I'm in the woods and it rained, which isn't nice, and it just smells like the wet dirt.
To me, I'm getting almost a mint, and then I'm also getting like, yeah, very herby. I don't get mud.
It does. It smells like I'm in the forest. It smells like I'm in the rainforest. Like, and it's like the decomposition of the leaves and the moss and everything.
Mm-hmm. And it's sort of dank and
yeah, really dank.
Dank and damp, baby.
Well, if we didn't already say, Steph, Phoebe, and I are smoking Jack Herrera. Grace, what are you smoking?
So I am smoking a couple different things because, funnily enough, I bought pot yesterday and forgot to look for a terpenylene-specific one. And so I just looked up what are terpenylene-rich strains, and Super Lemon Haze came up as one.
Which is one of your favorite strains.
So I happen to have the Super Silver Lemon Haze from Bondi Farms, because Jeff had just gotten some for himself. But I also had gotten for myself something I've never tried before from Western Cultured, which is Sea Town Lemon Haze. And Sea Town is Seattle. So that's our lemon haze specific to us. And I've actually been smoking that for the last 24 hours. And I'll tell you, it's another lemon haze. It's great. You talked about some of the kind of notes and tendencies of it, but it's smelling fresh, it's smelling citrusy, and really dank, like I said.
Well, I haven't even talked about the potential effects.
Oh, please do.
As an essential oil, terpenylene may have antibacterial and antifungal qualities.
Whoa.
Which, according to a 2005 study, which could be another reason besides its fresh scent, that it's a common additive in soaps and cleaning products, as is limonene, which I'm guessing is also in your lemon strains, Grace. Other research suggests it can help repel pests like mosquitoes and weevils.
Ooh.
Goddamn weevils.
Get out of here.
Emerging research is also looking at, that doesn't mean found evidence of, It's looking at terpinolines' potential to reduce the risk of heart disease when used in concert with other nutrients and its possible role in inhibiting the growth of cancer cells, which they've said that for a lot of different terpenes. Keep in mind, the researchers are still teasing out the possible effects of terpinolines. In addition, many scientists believe that terpenes and cannabinoids work in tandem to create a strain's overall effect. So don't expect a strain that contains terpinolines to necessarily have relaxing sedative properties.
Mm.
So oftentimes, terpinolines' dominant strains are sativas.
Yes.
Which we're all smoking sativas today. Not that that's even necessarily a reliable way to classify cannabis as we know.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I selected terpinolines this week, which I want to tell you about, and then we can dive into how we're feeling on our terpinolines dominant strains, is I did this cannabinoid this week because of a video Cannabichem put out. Dr. Riley Kirk, who is one of my favorite sources. I almost apologize for sourcing her too much, but that's silly because when you find a good source, you use it. Okay, so I'm going to share a video with you about her talking about ADHD and weed and why she likes terpinolines as her favorite one of them all.
ADHD is not a qualifying condition for medical cannabis yet, but new research is really starting to validate the lived experience of so many of us who use cannabis as a tool to focus. This research follows a group of ADHDers for a year, measuring how the use of cannabis can help with quality of life and reducing some of the symptoms associated with ADHD. And guess what? The results were extremely positive, showing that yes, cannabis absolutely could help people with ADHD with minimal side effects. And it mainly helps people with improving the quality of sleep and reducing anxiety. Now, of course, this research is just the tip of the iceberg, and so much more is going to come from this. But I also wanted to share my own experience and what products work for me because we have limited research on this. So personally, I find that strains that are dominant in terpinolines, which is a terpene, have been absolutely magical for silencing my brain and allowing me to focus, which is why I always say that Jack Herer is my favorite strain of all time. And I encourage any other gardeners in the community to comment below on what strains or products work best for you.
Wow. There you go. Can I say something really quick? Because I kind of teased this in the last episode, but this is years before my ADD diagnosis. I was primarily smoking Jack Herer or Durban Poison.
Wow.
Or those sativas. And they were helping me so much. But then I got caught up in what other people were smoking. And I was like, well, I should smoke other things. And I stopped smoking them. So this is the first time I'm smoking Jack Herer in years. And it's funny watching Riley talk about that. I was like, oh my God, I totally see how it does help my ADD 100%. Like, I should go back to maybe looking out terpinolines as a way to, like, especially with my focus issues and stuff like that. But
yeah,
oh God, that got me amped, man.
Yay.
Well, now I suddenly feel really clear headed, but I don't know if that's just the, what's that called when every bias?
Placebo? Confirmation bias, placebo.
Yeah. I'm also interested. And now that I have this eighth of Jack, I keep wanting to call it Jack Barlow, which is Lisa Barlow's son from Real Housewives.
Jack Herer.
Did we ever look up Herer. Who Jack Herer is?
So Jack Herer, this is on Wikipedia, 1939 to 2010, sometimes called the Emperor of Hemp, was an American cannabis rights activist and the author of the 1985 book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes. Herer founded and served as the director of the organization Help End Marijuana Prohibition, or HEMP. As an activist, he advocated for the decriminalization of the cannabis plant and argued that it could be used as a renewable source of fuel, medicine, food, fiber, and paper and pulp, and that it can be grown in virtually any part of the world for medicinal as well as economic purposes. He further asserted that the U.S. government has been deliberately hiding the proof of this from its own citizens. So, admittedly, this is from Wikipedia, but...
That's a sweet acronym. Right?
Yeah.
I'm almost, yeah. I'm like 90% sure David Biedenstock has an episode about Jack Herer that you can find at Great Moments in Weed History.
Yes.
So anyway, we're all smoking Jack Herrera.
With the exception of Grace.
I know.
All stoner chicks are. I mean, three of the four.
Oh my God. It keeps happening.
Wasn't me this time.
Well, I thought that was interesting. And I'm also going to link the study she was talking about in the show notes this week. It's a study out of the UK. It's called UK Medical Cannabis Registry, an analysis of clinical outcomes of medicinal cannabis therapy for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And it goes into like they studied 68 people over the course of a year, and they did like really in-depth well-being surveys with them at 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months. And they were doing, I don't know a lot about what the therapy was they were doing with them, but it was called CBMP treatment. Oh, that's probably in the title.
That's not a sweet acronym.
It's not. No, it's not as sweet of an acronym because I don't know what it is. But I'll link it down there so you can take a look. And yeah, I just thought that was interesting. I wanted to bring that to you guys. I know we have a lot of listeners who have ADHD. I know that a good percentage of the hosts of this podcast have ADHD and a lot of my loved ones. So I thought that was interesting. How is everyone? You know what? Let's talk about how this weed is making us feel after a smoke break. Welcome back to Stoner Chicks Podcast. We're here talking about terpinolene, and I would like to throw the ball into all of your courts at once.
Nope, I caught it.
One at a time. Phoebe wins as usual. Phoebe, how is the Jack Herrera hitting you?
It's hitting me pretty good. It's getting close to my often bedtime, so I'm going more into sleepy zone. But earlier when I smoked it, after I hadn't smoked for a lot of the day, it really amped me up and made me feel pretty with it, pretty clear-headed, energetic. And then I think now that I'm re-hitting my bong, it's helping give me some energy and be able to focus even though I'm getting tired. So I feel good. I don't love the aftertaste of it for me, and I still think it smells like dirt. But I'm
you said
kind
mud.
Of liking the effects. Well, it's gone up to dirt.
We're drying up over there.
Yep. Oh, sure are over here.
Well, I'm going to piggyback off Phoebe because I also did the Jack Herrera, the exact same grower.
Yes.
As
grown
well.
By artisan.
Artisan.
A giant farm.
I saved smoking it for the pod. So this is my first time interacting with this strain in frickin' years.
Yay.
And I forgot how much. And then watching Riley's video, I was like, everything started clicking in my fucking head. And I was like, that's why I was so drawn to this weed. In the fucking first place, why did I discard it for so long? Like, I don't know why I had it in my head that I was like, I should stop smoking so much sativas. Anyway, I'm back, baby. No, I feel really not amped in a manic way, but I feel more like engaged and also really invested in what's happening right now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you just told us on the smoke break that you've been falling more and more in love with us this whole recording. So
yeah, I didn't think everything you guys say just makes me just giggle and smile and fills me with so
Aww,
much joy.
I love you.
Yeah.
Grace, catch the ball.
Catch the ball.
As for me, I came back to the dog sitting house that I was staying at yesterday after I got the Seatown Lemon Haze. And I packed myself a giant bowl in chapel and smoked that Seatown Lemon Haze. And then I went downstairs and turned on these people's sound system and danced my heart out like I haven't danced in so long. And I had like the most incredible, like I was flowing with energy and like creativity. And I just like felt so embodied and like really concentrated, like really invested in that activity. You know what I mean?
I do.
And then like today I've been finding it pretty easy to accomplish things that I've been setting my mind to in terms of tasks and thinking about the future and forward movement. So the Super Silver Lemon Haze has been my go-to for a long time. I'm smoking a blend tonight of the two lemon hazes, and I'm feeling great about both. It really lets me still be articulate, not feel sleepy or cloudy, while also feeling playful, giggly, and high as shit. So there you go.
Fabulous.
Go, high as go shit. Terpinolene. But I want to say, you know, like, I was scared of sativas for a long fucking time. And I have ADHD, and I thought that I could only do indicas because I didn't know about different types of strains or terpenes and stuff like that. And now I know I need to avoid things that have a lot of osamine, that have a lot of pinene. I'm gravitating more towards caryophyllene, towards limonene, and towards terpinolene these days. So this project of Terpene of the Week, Kayla, has honestly changed my life a little bit.
Yay, good.
I love that.
That was the point of this segment.
Ooh, it's the only thing that lives. I wanted to say is that I'm not crazy about artisan. So Phoebe, if you don't like how it tastes, maybe that's it.
All right. We're throwing shade. Yeah. Let's go.
No, I have some shit I could talk about them, but also I'm not going to. So I don't know why I even said that.
Well, so I'm on the Leafly page for Jack Herrera right now, and the terpene profile for that particular strain is terpinolene is the big one, and then caryophyllene and pinene, which could be the minty smell you were smelling earlier, Steph, is the pinene. I've been hitting a Jack Herrera pen, so I may not be getting as well-rounded of a high as you guys are smoking flower, but I first was on a long walk while smoking it for the first time, and I thought it was good exercise weed.
Dancing.
I could see that.
Yeah, and then I got home, and then I had to prepare for this segment, and suddenly I had to multitask, and I had a very hard time. I am neurotypical as far as I know, but I find it not helping me concentrate in the sense that, like, I'm doing hard tasks that I have to multitask with technology, no bueno. Yeah. But maybe focusing on just one thing at a time, which I haven't tried yet, would be good.
I have a long day of gardening tomorrow, and I'm very excited to smoke this, wake and bake, and smoke this throughout the day, because it'll be fun to see how that focuses me on that.
Kayla, I think that you have something on that, and Phoebe, I think it's going to go well with gardening. Because earlier this morning, I smoked it and was trying to do an Instagram live where you have to be, I really have to be splitting my attention between the chat and what I'm talking about. And I was not able to juggle those two things very well at all.
It doesn't seem to be good for multitasking, but it does seem to be great for single tasking.
Single focused things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. What do you think, listeners?
Yeah, tell us your feedback.
Let us know.
And if you're listening on Spotify, sometimes and usually when we do Terpene of the Week, there's a Q&A, not a Q&A. You can leave comments on the episodes on Spotify if you didn't know. So if you are smoking some terpinolene this week, leave a comment on the episode on Spotify and tell us how it went for you.
At your discretion.
Yeah. That's true. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
You never know who's watching.
And that's been Terpene of the Week.
Thanks, Kayla.
You're welcome.
I'm really excited for what's next because I titled it Spring Fling because, hey, it's spring. And in this next segment, I'm going to be springing all sorts of questions at you.
Ooh,
and they're going to get flinged in your face.
Oh, wow.
That was a little more aggressive than I planned. But
yeah, a little. Sounded almost sexual.
All right. So to decide who gets to go first in round one, we're going to do a quick little psychic game. I'm thinking of something I love. Whoever is closest will go first. Grace?
Diet Coke.
Stephanie?
Frankie.
Kayla?
I was going to say Frankie.
Ooh, the answer was Frankie.
Damn it. Okay, wait, then they have to do a tiebreaker. You have to think of
I'm
something
gonna
else.
I'm going to let Stephanie go first because she's older.
Oh. It's, what are they, wise? I'm an ancient one. No, I'm.
I mean, I'm older.
I know you, technically you are.
Phoebe wins. Oh,
again. Okay, ready? This is trivia about me, Stephanie. And these are just...
Surprise!
This is the first...
Big Aries energy.
Hear me out. This is the first thing I'm springing at you. Don't get worried. We're going to fling this aside soon. Stephanie, can you name each Stoner Chick's astrology sign?
Oh, I'm bad at astrology. Oh, well, you're an Aries, Phoebe.
I just said that.
Yep.
And then Kayla is a... Capricorn.
How about yourself? Do you know that one?
Yeah, I'm a Cancer.
Great. Now move on.
And then Grace. I know when your birthday is. I just don't know what the astrology sign is. It's a Taurus.
Well, both Kayla and Grace are the same astrology sign, and that is Libra.
Oh, I knew it was one of the ones I don't know.
Okay, Kayla, you are next because you also said Frankie. Kayla, how many tattoos does Phoebe have?
Oh, God. I'm slowly holding up my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
I think
like you're at
take
six.
A stab at
I
it.
Think I'm missing. I've got to be missing one. So I'm going to say seven.
Ooh, incorrect.
What is it?
The answer is eight.
Stop.
So you were very close. And even I have to count it every time in my head. Grace, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is probably the hardest. Grace, what city did Phoebe lose her virginity in?
Oh my God. Fun.
Fuck. Seattle? Olympia.
Nope, neither are right. Does anyone know this?
Isn't it in Europe somewhere? Is it?
It is.
No way.
Paris?
It was Waterford, Ireland.
Oh, Ireland, of course. Waterford.
All right, we're flinging that aside. And now I'm going to spring up on you another round of movie roundup. You did oh so well in the Patreon episode. Yet to release that we recorded a while ago. I will name an actor and you will take turns naming movies they are in.
Oh, God.
Until no one can name one anymore.
Oh, Kayla, I wish you the best of luck, Kayla.
I'm the worst at this. Maybe the Jack Herrera will help me concentrate.
Oh, yeah.
And recall things.
The first actor is, and we're just going to go same order this time, will be Stephanie, Kayla, Grace. The actor is Awkwafina. Stephanie, go.
Quiz Lady.
Neighbors 2. Sorority Rising.
The Farewell.
Is it only movies?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Kung Fu Panda 4.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Raya and the Last Dragon.
Oh my God, I don't watch...
There's another stoner movie, book club movie.
I know, and I can't... I'm such a stoner, I forgot the name of the movie.
All right, Stephanie's out. Kayla, you're up.
Dude.
Yep.
Dude, that's right. Ugh.
Little Mermaid.
Yep.
Inside Out 2.
Is that true? Are you just guessing that or do you know that?
I'm guessing.
I'm not seeing that. And for the sake of time, I'm going to say, Grace, you won.
Wait. I'm going to fact check.
Do it. Do fact
I didn't
check.
Have
is
another
that, is
one.
Awkwafina
so.
In whatever you said.
Inside Out 2.
What? I didn't even know they made a second Inside Out.
I don't think it's out yet, so I'm going to check the cast. I just figured they probably added Awkwafina to the cast.
Have you looked?
No, I'm looking right now. Come on, Awkwafina. Come on.
Oh my God,
Awkwafina.
Kayla.
I don't think she's in it. Sorry, you win, Grace.
Jeez.
Okay, Grace won the first round.
Hard one.
All right. So the next round, Grace gets to begin. It'll go Grace, Kayla, Stephanie.
Okay.
And the actor is Timothée Chalamet.
Shit.
Dune 2, the Dunening.
I'll take it. Kayla.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yes.
Dune.
Yes.
Little Women.
Yes.
Lady Bird.
Miss Stevens.
Wonka.
Blue is the warmest color. No.
Sorry, Grace,
peach,
you're
the
out.
The peach one.
You're
Call
out.
Me by your name.
So you're still in. Don't look up.
Shit, that was my last one in my pocket. I'm out.
Grace, think of his first movie. He cried when he saw it because he thought he was in it more.
Oh, I can't remember. I concede to Kayla.
Kayla wins.
Interstellar.
Kayla wins. Good job. Do you guys know that he's playing Bob Dylan in an upcoming
biopic? Yes, I do.
All right, well, now we're flinging that away and it's time to spring something else at you. And that thing I'm springing at you is more trivia. This is Broad City trivia.
Ooh.
And now to decide who goes first, we're going to do another psychic round. I'm thinking of something small. Stephanie.
Puffball.
A sticker.
A beetle.
I was thinking of nothing. Nothing was the answer. And I'm going to say Stephanie was closest.
Nothing is not small. Not... If anything, nothing is vast.
Well, it's my rules, my spring fling. Okay. Stephanie, first question. What actor plays Abby's dad?
I don't know.
Anyone else? I do.
Kayla.
Sylvester Stallone.
No. Grace,
is it Richard Kind?
No. Tony Danza. Who's the boss?
That's who I meant. That's who I saw in my head.
Kayla gets it.
So sure.
Don't they get confused for each other? I've been confused.
Whose dad is Richard Kind?
I don't know. Anyway. I don't have the answers. I just have the question. Kayla, can you name either actor who plays one of the DJs who take Abby and Alana home after a party?
Oh my God. Yeah. Jason Mantzoukas.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. That is correct. The other one is Matt Jones. All right, Grace, you're up. What item does Abby gift to Alana in the final episode as a going away gift?
Oh my God. Fuck. I don't know.
Anyone else?
A dildo?
No.
A towel.
It's the blue bodycon dress that Abby wears all throughout the show. When she tries it on, Alana leans down and says to her ass, "You're the real star here."
They auctioned off that dress.
Okay. Ooh, well, that's being fling-flunged. And the last thing I'm going to spring at you is everybody's favorite, fuck, marry, kill.
Yes.
All
right. I'm going to go ahead and start with Grace this time because I fucking feel like it. Grace, just because we haven't flung in the Broad City trivia too far. We're going to keep it in the family. Fuck, marry, kill, Lincoln, Bevers, or Trey? Trey is her boss at the gym, Abby's, that she dates for a little while. Shame dates.
Oh, yeah. Fuck him, marry Lincoln, kill Bevers.
Correct. That's
fair. I feel like that's the only correct answer. Yeah.
And also, that actor is so funny in Hacks. Really, really good.
Yeah.
He's also really funny. He has an episode of The Characters on Netflix, and he's fun in it.
Stephanie, you're up. I'm flinging at you. Ooh. You got fuck, marry, kill, Betty Boop, Jessica Rabbit, Marge Simpson.
Oh my God.
Betty Boop, Marge Simpson, Jessica Rabbit.
Yep.
I used to be obsessed with Betty Boop for about 6 months when I was like 14.
Does that bode well for her now or not?
Oh my, a heavy sigh.
I'll marry Betty Boop. Okay. I'm going to fuck.
Wow, who are you going to kill?
I'm fucking Jessica Rabbit. So who's that leave? I'm murdering Marge Simpson. Yeah, bye Marge.
Wow.
I don't know. Marge that one hurt a little. She's not my type.
Fair enough.
That's very fair. She puts up with a lot of shit she shouldn't put up with. Okay, Kayla, you are last, and this is the first time I'm somewhat dabbling in real Peopleville.
Okay.
If you've noticed, I've always stuck with fictional, but hey, this game gets played sort of in popular culture a lot now, so I think we all collectively understand it's...
I don't actually want to kill whoever I'm about to kill.
Exactly, but what you have is Pete Davidson, Pilot Pete.
Oh my God.
Or Peter Piper.
Oh my God.
Who's Pilot Pete?
Well, he was a bachelor that had quite a hard time deciding which lady and...
Oh, it's a bachelor. Okay.
Dated about 4 or 5 in the months after the show.
Wait, isn't he on Traitors?
He was. He did very well on season 2 of Traitors. Anyway, Pete Davidson.
All right.
Pilot Pete, Peter Piper.
Well, there are two out of the three I would fuck, but only one I would want to fuck for life, and that's Pete Davidson. I'll marry Pete. I will fuck Pilot Pete, I guess, hopefully in a windmill, preferably, and I will kill Peter Piper.
Ooh, Peter Piper going off that cliff with his flute.
Stephanie looks confused.
In a windmill, or is windmill a sex act? Okay.
No, it was Pilot Pete was before he was the Bachelor. He served on the Bachelorette. He came in third. And in the overnight dates, they slept in a windmill and they had sex, according to her, three times.
And I've heard since then it was actually four. They had sex four times in the windmill.
In a windmill.
It was like an Airbnb in a giant windmill-like structure. And there's a great quote from Hannah, who was Bachelor at the time, where she's like, "That's right, I fucked in a windmill and Jesus still loves me."
That's amazing.
And I have a t-shirt that says "Jesus still loves me" with a giant windmill on it.
And hold on to that information, Stephanie, because I'm going to trivia on that one day. Oh, okay, no. That's the end of Spring Fling. I hope you're all enjoying the spring. Water those plants. Smell the flowers over and out. Grace to you.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening to Stoner Chicks Podcast. We are thrilled to be able to bring you this podcast for free every week. And we've never asked you for money. We've never missed a week. We love doing it and we do it for the love of it. But if you would like to continue to hear this every week, it would be a great help if you wanted to bop on over to patreon.com/stonerchicks and sign up for a membership. There are different levels and you get lots and lots of bonus content and other perks if you sign up. Check it out, patreon.com/stonerchicks. We have a really cool community over there, and we love everyone so much. Also, if you like this episode, please take the time to rate and review us on Apple or Spotify. It really helps us out. It gets us seen. And if you leave a 5-star review, we will read it on the podcast. If you want more of us, you can go to stonerchickspodcast.com, where you can find out about upcoming shows, sign up for the email list, or buy merch like our Smoke Your Weed hats and mugs. And as always, stoner chicks say a lot of things, but Stephanie, mostly we say,
take some terpinolene on a trampoline and talk about a sweet acronym.
Sweet acronym.
That's, I don't even know if that is an acronym, but that's
SYW.
That's a sweet acronym.
Stoner Chicks Podcast is hosted by me, Grace Penzel, Stephanie Thompson, Kayla Teal, and Phoebe Richards. The show is edited by German at Your Podcast Editor, and the theme music is composed by Jessica Damari. Email us your high thoughts at stonerchickspodcast@gmail.com or send us snail mail at P.O. Box 80586, Seattle, Washington 98108. Please follow us on social media at Stoner Chicks Podcast on Instagram or Broccoli Broads on TikTok.